stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Oh, friend out there in Radio Land, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit. It is not that the end times are coming. The end times are here, friend.
For out of Mount Zion, says the Lord, comes the hand of deliverance. The hand of deliverance shall come to you by the hand of my Son.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I have always been a firm believer of Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I've tried to live a life accordingly. As we get older in life, we surely can see this come into play. So I guess we can honestly say we master our own lives, because if you do evil unto others, it will be returned to you in evil. And if you do good to others, it will be returned in good. So if you haven't turned it all over to Jesus yet, and your life isn't going so good, I suggest you do it soon, because it's not going to get any better if you don't. And time is running out, my friend. Come soon, Lord Jesus. And he is, you know. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. That was a good one, Sister Sharon. Praise the Lord, all my friends listening out there in Radio Land tonight. As Sharon and I expose the false, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, which reads, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. My. Now we know being in tribulation teaches patience. Oh my friends, 2013 is upon us. We sure do need patience, and it's a virtue, don't you know? Please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, it all adds up to keep Signs Radio on the air, especially Wednesday nights after January, and it might just increase your joy by sending a love gift to Post Office Box 122. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Watchman comment, my. We got into a discussion on the last Sabbath in my church, and it just dawned on me that although I have talked about the King James Bible being the best, the reason that it's the best, no, not just because I chose it or you chose it, it's the best because God chose to put his spiritual anointing on it. One of the things that is sure about the King James Bible is that it is anointed of God. The men that wrote it were anointed of God, and it is anointed of God. It's special in that sense. My. And here, the word spoil means to put off something from oneself, although it means to separate from what is put off. My. Do you separate when you put something off, or you continue to dwell on it and cause yourself problems? That goes right along with 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Did you hear that? You have to come out and be separate. That's what the Lord tells us to do, and touch not the unclean thing. Yes, my dear friends, we are to always separate ourselves from the spoils, because spoils are unclean things. Things taken that do not belong to the taker, but to someone else. That is exactly what evil principalities and powers do when they take from the word of Almighty God and try to tell you that it's theirs, but it is not. My. How about all those writers who change the Bible just so they can sell a Bible? They can copyright their version, but they have to change 20% of the Bible. Did you know that? 20% has to be different from any other translation. My. Now you know how God's word gets changed. Get you a King James Bible. It is the best Bible that we have, unless you can read Hebrew, that is. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. The devil taketh him, Jesus, up into an exceedingly high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee. And as our first verse said, Jesus made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, which is exactly what I do on this program. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Do you see it, says the Lord? Do you know it? Do you understand it, says God? For have I not told you that the wind and the waves would roar once more? For upon the earth comes the finger of my hand. For I am warning the peoples of the earth, saith God. I am warning them of the things that are to come, of the days that are here now, and the days that will be. The days that will come upon the land will be fierce. It will be fierce, but fear not, for ye, my people, have nothing to fear. But for those of you who are not mine, fear like you've never feared before. You do not fear me, says God, but you do fear the elements. You do fear the things that come upon the earth. So I say unto you now, look at them closely. Look at them closely and look at them carefully. Discern with even what you have that is called natural ability that I am in them, saith God. And you shall see the things that are happening are me and me alone. For you have caused these things, but I am the one that do them. So I say to you now, the wind and the waves have returned, and they have returned with more veracity, with more contempt of the sin of this world, of the sin of the coasts of sin, saith God, than before. Look now to me, before it is too late, saith the Lord.
RT from Texas has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a WOW, Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. I truly thank all who helped make up the deficit to pay for November and December radio broadcasting costs, as that deficit was completely covered. Hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. However, more sponsors are needed to pay for all of January's radio time bills, and only one person wrote in supporting tonight's 5070 program and keeping it on the air. I know in the Spirit of the Lord there are more Wednesday night listeners than just one, although some who send support could have not just mentioned that they were supporting 5070. How about it, Wednesday night listeners? Will you respond to the need to support Wednesdays? Without your help, Wednesday nights could be in trouble again at the end of January. I pray not, but it is possible. Will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you help? Then sit down and write your letter to P.O. Box 122 right away. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsor and also bless all who help keep every one of your signs programs on the air, Lord. And also bless all those listening tonight, Lord. Touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, my friends, let's pull some right out of the fire. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And here we go with the prophecy news behind the news that contains my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Vets die waiting for Obama
VA action. While Obama runs up the greatest debt in history of America, intruding the government into more and more areas of life, and spending more time campaigning than governing, Obama remains either unwilling or unable to order, direct, command, or execute the laws providing that those who serve the nation in military service and suffer injury and health problems because of that shall have fulfilled to them the nation's promise that they would be taken care of. Watchman comment. It is a disgrace and a dishonor to leave our wounded American soldier heroes unattended and waiting in many cases in pain, either physically or mentally, for the help they so rightly deserve. Shame on you, no Obama administration, or anyone in the House or Senate that is holding up our hero warriors need. Shame on you. Amen. Continuing. Happy New Year. However, this isn't America right now, and there is very little to celebrate. The unparalleled dispersion of political conflict aside, one need not look far to realize that this country is not America right now. This is not the country I grew up in, and I do not expect to change until Jesus comes again for his church. I can only pray that all our listeners will meet him in the air with us. Do not wait. Get right and get ready. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Continuing, Obama and his plans for tyranny. Be warned, Obama and his Hate America Destruction team have always needed crisis to crush freedom after freedom. Remember years back in his first term run for president, the no-Obama described our Constitution as problematic and outdated while attacking our very Star-Spangled Banner as too warlike and bloody? How did you vote for someone like that? His thoughts is our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Judeo-Christian values are simply in Obama's way, while those who stand for our Constitution and worship the God of the Holy Bible are seen in the no-Obamination administration as emerging domestic terrorists and anti-government. My. Continuing. 2013, it's going to be a rough year. Make no mistake about it. To take away an American's right to a semi-automatic rifle is to fully disarm him. There is no Second Amendment. There is no right to keep and bear arms. There is no citizen militia. There is no liberty without the semi-automatic rifle. This is a line in the sand that is so important that no man or woman who believes in liberty should be willing to comply with an attempt by a government to take away his or her semi-automatic rifle. Among other things like large capacity magazines and now even possibly pump shotguns and maybe even bolt actions, and nothing will be legal except single shot? My. There are 50 to 75 million, a very conservative number, owners of semi-automatic rifles all across America. Each one needs to make up our minds about this right now. Continuing. Will 2013 mark the beginning of the American decline? Sooner or later, it will be America's turn to fall out of favor with investors and to see its own interest rates rise. It's hard to know when that day will come, though, or precisely what pressures the country will face. Let me only venture one forecast. We will not be ready. Sooner or later, it will be America's turn, and that there is no doubt. Continuing, and just in case you missed this, the no-Obama administration says we can and will force Christians to act against their faith. The no-Obama administration is claiming that the First Amendment, which expressly denies the government the authority to prohibit the free exercise of religion, nonetheless allows it to force Christians to directly violate their religious beliefs even on a matter that involves the life and death of innocent human beings. Watchman comment, this is what the Bible told you was coming. The truth would become a lie and the lie would become the truth. Continuing. Nonetheless, it allows it to force Christians to directly violate their religious beliefs, even on a matter that involves the life and death of innocent human beings. The first argument the no-Obama administration makes against the owners of Hobby Lobby is that Americans lose their First Amendment right to freely exercise their religion when they form a corporation and engage in commerce. The second argument the Obama administration makes is to justify forcing Christians to acts against their faith becomes more sweeping. That is basically as long as the law was not written specifically to persecute Christians as Christians, the government can use that law to persecute Christians. Watchman comment, my, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman now? Twisting the scriptures is a last days, end time sign, don't you know? Of guess who? The Antichrist. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
While the U.S. government is desperately attempting to disarm the American population by rolling out Adolf Hitler-style gun control, it simultaneously is arming itself to the teeth, buying up to 1.6 billion rounds or more, even, of ammunition, and that they are now stockpiling at ammo depot stations around America. The hypocrisy of it all is stunning. While screaming guns are bad to American farmers, teachers, citizens, the government is buying up billions of dollars worth of guns and ammo itself. This isn't ammo to be used in a foreign theater of war, by the way. The hollow point ammo being purchased can only be used domestically against the American people. They certainly aren't going to use it for hunting animals. My. Why, you might ask? It is because hollow point ammo violates international war treaties and cannot be used in international war actions. And that's the truth. Continuing. It's back. Texas reopens superhighway deal with Spain. Texas Governor Rick Perry signs agreement 3 years after public opposition halted the same project. Very quietly, Governor Rick Perry of Texas, in the Department of Transportation, or Texas DOT, signed in October a comprehensive development agreement to construct a toll road redevelopment of Interstate 35 of downtown Fort Worth. Back in 2005, Texas conspired with Spain's U.S.-based subsidiary of Centrado to build what some critics call the NAFTA superhighway. But now the plan apparently is being implemented in small chunks. Without the fanfare of divulging a statewide blueprint, Perry and Texas DOT may still have tucked away in their back pockets. Watchman comment, back in 2005 and 2006, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned the NAFTA superhighway was not dead and would return. Do you believe my voice speaks prophecy now? Continuing. Al-Qaeda in Yemen offers 3 kilograms of gold, or 6.5 pounds worth, totaling about $160,000, for the murder of U.S. ambassador. Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen announced that it would pay the tens of thousands of dollars to anyone who kills the U.S. ambassador in Sana'a or an American soldier in the country. The group said it would pay 5 million Yemeni rials, or about $23,000, to anyone who kills an American soldier inside Yemen. It did not say how the bounty could be collected, but said the offer is valid for 6 months. Continuing, you may be listening to too much Fox News. Conservatives seem to believe that Fox News is virtuous and as American as apple pie. Fox News is a holding of News Corporation. Not so. The largest Fox News stakeholder is Rupert Murdoch from Australia. He became a U.S. citizen to satisfy the requirement of U.S. citizenship to own a U.S. TV station. His wife, Wendy Deng, is from Canada and leads the News Corporation Chinese Media Investments. The next biggest stakeholder is Al-Waleed bin Ta'al, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, if I pronounce his name right. Watchman comment. And now Al Jazeera is trying to buy a TV station with millions of subscribers. How does Al Jazeera, which is not a person at all, become an American citizen? It seems that the deal is about to happen. Continuing. Cop mistakes Bible for gun and shoots a man. A policeman in Brazil shot and killed a garbage collector after mistaking the Bible he was carrying in his pocket for a gun. He was stopped by police as he was headed to church. When he raised his hands, the police officer saw a huge bulge in his pocket, and thinking it was a gun, he opened fire and killed the man. Watchman comment, the last day signs, they sure are here, aren't they? My, oh my.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled Spiritual Mantle. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed, and if you are not a supporter of Signs and you are able to send support, just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. That's the way you do it. You can remain anonymous very easily, if you wish, by leaving your return address off and enclosing cash. But I do not send out letters asking for money at all. I do it only on this program as the Spirit of the Lord instructs me.
Other programs have so many that support them that they are actually making money off of all those supporters. This program has just a few supporters, just barely enough to keep it on the air. My, oh my.
If you are ready to write, here is the address. I pray you will write this week. Here it comes. Sign spelled SIGNS PO Box 122 Town is Lyle LISLE Abbreviate New York for the state NY Zip 13797. My dear listening friends, I sure will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to the Lord, for His Word says He loves a cheerful giver. Amen and amen. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Spiritual Mantle. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 13, 14, and 15. Elisha took up also the mantle of Elijah, that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And Elisha took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. When Elijah went up to heaven, Elisha took up his mantle and walked in the power of Elijah. The Hebrew word for mantle is adarat. It's a root word for adur, which means excellent, gallant, glorious, mighty, noble, and worthy. Elijah was a man with these qualities. The mantle that Elisha received from Elijah meant a calling which is powerful. Elisha had earned Elijah's mantle. My dear listening friends, the disciples learned and earned spiritual power from Jesus. Elisha did the same, not by telling Yahweh's man what they thought, but by listening and learning from God's sent one. Amen. In this case, when the two first met, Elisha had slaughtered the oxen he was plowing with and burned them on the wood of their yoke as an offering. Elisha had symbolically burned his old life in order to start a new spiritual life. Then, and only then, did Elisha follow and serve the prophet until the day Elijah was taken miraculously up into heaven. An officer of King Jehoshaphat summed up Elisha's life with these simple and beautiful words. Elisha, son of Shaphat, is here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. My dear listening friends, are you getting the point here? Would you like to hear what was said by Elijah to his obedient servant Elisha? My. Just before Elijah was taken up into heaven, he said this, Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken up from you? Elisha answered without hesitation, Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. And having served his mentor so faithfully, Elisha boldly and humbly had asked for that double portion of his master's spirit, and then, because of his obedience and servanthood, received it in full. That is how the sons of the prophets at Jericho did not fail to recognize the anointing which Elisha carried. He carried it because of his excellent and faithful service and devotion to the man of God. We too are called by the Son of God to excellence, devotion, and faithful service. The anointing with which we carry from him will express these qualities. Yeshua Jesus is our perfect example, our mentor and master. Following and serving him day by day, faithfully and carefully, we will live under his glorious mantle. My dear listening friends, we are called to excellent and faithful service to exemplify and walk in the anointing of our Lord. God has given us a glorious mantle to wear, and anointed men of God to transfer their mantles also unto us, that we might live excellently, mightily, gloriously, gallantly, nobly, and worthily. May we receive the grace daily to wear his mantle, as Elisha did Elijah's. Even as Elisha received the double portion, we too may do greater things. Amen and amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all their call in a church service.
God is still God. God is still going to do the things that he's promised he's going to do. His presence is always going to be with us. And if you don't know this God, then you need a new God. You need to get rid of the one you got and get the real God, because the real God is able to do it.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now, today. They are a bit shaky, but remember this. Fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? So get that shield of faith out and use it. Please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That is WWCR's powerhouse frequency, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. That's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. And please, please do not forget to pray about helping to keep Wednesday night, tonight, on the air, 5070. And please let me know when you're right. You support 5070. Thank you, and God bless you. Tonight's program needs support in January to keep it on in February, and that's the truth. Now, here's that address to write again so you can check what you wrote down before, but a little faster. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, L-I. S-L-E-N-Y 13797. My dear friends, a letter from a listener in Kennesaw, Georgia. Dear Brother Johnson, hope you can keep Wednesdays. I try to listen when I can, and most Saturday nights also. Hope this donation of $20 helps. Wish Christ would come now. God bless. Brother Johnson's reply: thank you so much, my dear one. It truly did help, as it is added to others who send in their January support. Yes, the times of the end are getting a bit scary, and that's the true truth. But remember your shield of faith, and be an overcomer. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. My, hang on to that one. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes, slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1 5-6-6-3. For those of you outside the U.S., dial 001, then 607-201-5663. Thanks again, my friends. for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. Signs listeners are just the best. Sharon and I just love you to pieces.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
And the true truth is that without your support, Signs Radio would not be on the air. Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.